Venerable Geshe-la has sometimes said, now you need to relax. Well, what appears to our mind when we think, now I need to relax? So the best way of relaxing, as I think one day we'll learn, our ways of relaxing are quite stressful. So this is how we relax with wisdom. If the things we normally see do not exist, how do things really exist? They exist in dependence upon their mere name. If we are satisfied with their mere name, things exist. Beyond their mere name, nothing exists at all. So we'll look at this in a little more detail in a moment. To solve our daily problems, we can practice as follows. So perhaps you know what's coming, because some are practicing this already, and it's producing beautiful results. So that's what we want. We want to solve our daily problems. We can practice as follows. So this means daily problems like anxiety, depression, unhappiness, discouragement. It solves them all. From our heart, we should understand and think, all sufferings, problems, difficulties, sickness, painful feelings, receiving harm, losing what we are attached to and not finding the things I desire, experienced by the self I normally see, do not exist. This is a wonderful list. All the suffering, problems, difficulties, sickness, painful feelings, receiving harm, not finding things I desire and losing the things I'm attached to, experienced. So who are these things experienced by? They're experienced by the self I normally see. Do not exist, because the self I normally see, does not exist. So we proved this in the meditation. We examined, let's find the self we normally see. We looked everywhere where that self could be. It could not be found, it's unfindable. So the self we normally see does not exist, that's our conclusion. When we found it to be unfindable, that was our valid reason to conclude the self we normally see does not exist at all. This is because my self I normally see does not exist. Understanding this and thinking deeply, we can relax and remain peaceful, with a peaceful mind all the time. So we will be happy all the time. In this way, because we are happy all the time, our own problems will all disappear. So as you know, our own problems are our unpleasant feelings. You can't have an unpleasant feeling and be happy at the same time. So if we're happy all the time because of the peace coming from this wisdom, understanding the true nature of ourself, all our problems will disappear. So Venerable Geshe-la is always saying, do some scientific research. So this is the scientific method, to be relaxed, to be peaceful, to be happy all the time. So we need to test it. We need to, the way we do scientific research is to take a scientific method and use it. So please don't worry. You know, with some of these methods, I don't think it's so much that technically we understand everything precisely according to the Majjhimika Prasangika view. It's more that we're yearning, please give me the light of your wisdom. I'm your faithful disciple. Help me relax in this way. Guide me to a realization that the self I normally see does not exist. Therefore, its experiences cannot exist. So as you know, this is an oral instruction that Geshe-la teaches in the oral instructions of Mahamudra, where he gives the analogy where he says, what does the son of a childless woman experience? The son of a childless woman can't experience anything because they don't exist. It's a childless woman. There is no son. So there are no son's experiences. So we need to think the same. There is no self that I normally see. That's why the meditation that we need to guide ourselves in, and we need to learn, if not that particular meditation, we need to learn by heart a meditation on emptiness that we love and we want to use every day, guiding us to an experience of the meaning of the self we normally see does not exist. Because emptiness of self is the mere absence of the self we normally see. So how can the self we normally see, which does not exist, experience anything? So you can tell how this is a quick path, because we're getting rid of everything all at once. Because Geshe-la says, all these sufferings, so they're like a list of the meditation on renunciation. Experienced by myself I normally see do not exist. This is because myself I normally see does not exist. Understanding this and thinking deeply, we can relax. So do we use the true nature of things to relax? All the phenomena I normally see or perceive are deceptive, created by mistaken minds, self-grasping. If I search for the reality of what I see, there's nothing there that exists. I find only empty like space. The endless space of emptiness.